The Chink's Head was a name the beachcombers gave to a wretched inn off the Rue Boutry, kept by a one-eyed Chinaman, where for 6 sous you could sleep in a cot, and for 3 on the floor. Here they made friends with others in as desperate condition as themselves. And when they were penniless, and the night was bitter cold, they were glad to borrow from anyone who'd earned a stray franc during the day the price of a roof over their heads. They were not niggardly, these tramps, and he who had money did not hesitate to share it among the rest. They belonged to all the countries in the world, but this was no bar to good fellowship, for they felt themselves freemen of a country whose frontiers include them all, the great country of cocaine.
"But I guess Strickland was an ugly customer when he was roused," said Captain Nichols reflectively. "One day we ran into Tough Bill in the Place, and he asked Charlie for the papers he'd given him.
'You'd better come and take them if you want them,' says Charlie. He was a powerful fellow, Tough Bill, but he didn't quite like the look of Charlie, so he began cursing him. He called him pretty near every name he could lay hands on, and when Tough Bill began cursing, it was worth listening to him. Well, Charlie stuck it for a bit, then he stepped forward and he just said, 'Get out, you bloody swine.' It wasn't so much what he said, but the way he said it. Tough Bill never spoke another word. You could see him go yellow, and he walked away as if he'd remembered he had a date."
Strickland, according to Captain Nichols, did not use exactly the words I have given, but since this book is meant for family reading, I've thought it better, at the expense of truth, to put into his mouth expressions familiar to the domestic circle. Now, Tough Bill was not the man to put up with humiliation at the hands of a common sailor. His power depended on his prestige, and first one, then another of the sailors who lived in his house told them that he'd sworn to do Strickland in.